for years and years, South Dakota has been fortunate to have a citizen legislature. And, you know, we're a relatively large state geographically, but we're a small state, you know, as far as numbers. And to have a citizen legislature, you're going to have some people that are perhaps, you know, have conflicts. And those are the legislators that you want to, you know, perhaps elect, because they've served on a school board, they've served on a county commission, they've served in some other capacity. And so the chances of them being involved with another nonprofit board, or involved in a business, or they're having a spouse that's employed with another business that has benefits or contracts with the state, it's going to be likely that you're going to have those situations. And so we're just trying to get clarity on it and try to figure out exactly what constitutes a conflict of interest. When should legislators, you know, step to the side and, you know, recuse themselves, and where we need to be and have some uniformity and some direction, exactly how that should lay out.